We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Huizinga away from Capitol Hill for the summer break, but you and your fellow Congress members are hearing a lot of things from the constituents as you're in-district work, as what the legislature would say. What are you hearing besides the fact of when are you going to get dunked with water again?
Yeah, the ice bucket challenge was a good one to do. I'm not sure I want to do it twice though. It was definitely cold, but for a very good cause with ALS, and I was happy to do that. But it's been a good couple of weeks being on the road. Yesterday, literally, I was in Ludington, Muskegon, the Grand Rapids suburbs, Allendale, Hudsonville. So we were kind of far afield, but talking to a lot of folks that are job providers, and we know that things are going much, much better here in Michigan than they certainly had been, going even better than a lot of other places around the country. But we've got some unique problems, which is trying to find workers, trying to find people who are up to speed on their skill set, are able to come in and pass drug tests, and those kinds of things, and really provide our employers with the quality work that that we need to compete. So that's a pretty interesting constant frustration that I hear from a number of folks out and around in the community as they're trying to build their businesses.
Are you getting a sense that people are fed up with what's going on in Washington, or is that sort of abated a little bit?
No, people are very frustrated, and I can tell you that they're frustrated that more isn't being done, and they feel like the progress isn't being had, and we've talked about this before. There's a little difference, I think, with the messaging that was a couple of years ago, which was the House of Representatives just doesn't want to do anything. Well, that's not the case. We have over 300 bills that are sitting over in the Senate. I have two of them that have passed unanimously. I can't do any better than unanimous. We just simply cannot get Harry Reid in the Senate to take them up. And it's that kind of stuff that helps us, helps us create an atmosphere for that private sector job creation, to try to help spur the economy along, to try to help clear those roadblocks that have been created oftentimes by regulation and overregulation. And that's a frustration when they see the president out just golfing and enjoying himself. And I am all for everybody taking some time for balance in their family and work and those kinds of things. But people are definitely frustrated, and I think their voice is going to be heard in November. Now the problem is nobody knows exactly what direction that will be. We'll have to wait until that happens, but in the meantime, we're going to keep trying to do our jobs.
One thing I mentioned to Roger Victory, the state lawmaker, earlier this week, and he's been on a panel to try to figure out a solution about road funding. Mm-hmm. And he sort of agreed with me on this, is the fact that some issues are being used by both sides of the aisle as sort of like political weapons. Well, you want to get road funding success, you're going to have to do this thing for our item instead of trying to solve the problem. They're using these as political tools. You seeing that in Washington?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's that always happens. That's not a new thing. But I think the difference between Lansing and what we're seeing in Washington is that there's at least an attempt to tackle some of these big things. There is not really a working group that's working on trying to solve our Social Security issue or our healthcare problems or immigration or those kinds of things. It's everybody's sort of hit the pause button because they know that there is not going to be legislative activity coming out of the Senate. And it was interesting. I was with Senator Richard Burr recently, he was telling me that he's from North Carolina, and he was telling me that in the last year and a half, the Republicans have had 11 amendments, 11 total, in the U.S. Senate. He said there's only one problem that's even worse. The Democrats have had only 9. Harry Reid has clamped down so much, everything runs through his office, every amendment, and this is supposed to be the most open open legislative body in the world. So it is a stalemate by choice, I believe, coming out of the Senate, and that is very frustrating, and I think people are seeing that.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Huizenga on the road and meeting with constituents over the next couple of weeks before Congress resumes full-scale work next month on Capitol Hill. The situation in world situations is taking no break, and the martyrdom of a reporter in Iraq, the situation there has really brought the ISIS situation maybe to a climax.
Yeah, we're seeing obviously continued atrocities that are happening, and whether it's with the Yazidi people in northern Iraq and Mosul area, whether it was the reporter and others that have been threatened with their lives, look, these are bad folks, and they are not taking a break. They are not taking any kind of pause in their action, and there's a new report, recent report, that the reporter had been being held for ransom. That had been one of their demands. That had been a very common thing that had been has been going on. A lot of the European countries have been paying those ransoms. The U.S. has not, and that may have contributed, according to his family, to the death of this reporter. And it's a nasty, nasty world out there right now, and we've got to make sure that we are paying attention. And I'm frustrated, and I'm concerned that not only do our enemies not know what direction we're going, our allies don't know either, and that makes the world a very difficult place when we have a muddled foreign policy like that.
And finally, Bill Huizenga, I do need to ask you a question. As a member of the House Financial Services Committee, a bipartisan group of lawmakers earlier in the week urged the Federal Reserve to restrict its crisis lending programs for big banks, criticized as bailouts during the 2007-2009 meltdown. The Dodd-Frank law enacted by Congress to crack down on Wall Street excesses curtailed the powers, instructing the Fed to provide emergency loans as a broad program, not to individual banks, and 15 lawmakers from both sides of the aisle in both houses of Congress said on Monday the Fed has not done enough on its own to adequately limit its crisis lending powers. Justifiable concerns there?
Yes. Yeah, I think absolutely. The Fed needs to be more answerable to Congress and have more, greater transparency. I have a bill that does that. This has been a criticism all along from those of us who have said that there's problems with the Dodd-Frank Act, with the too big to fail. The whole notion that, you know what, there are some of these banking companies and others that they have declared as too big to financially falter. And well, that means you're coming in with a federal backstop. And at some point or another, we have to let these institutions rise and fall on their own. And the irony is that the group of people that say they're fighting for Main Street are the same ones that actually passed the bill that entrenched and helped out Wall Street. I'm glad it's a bipartisan group. It's not hard for someone like myself who wasn't there for the original vote and isn't tied in to the president's administration like this to say, hey, wait, we can't keep doing this. I give credit to my friends across the aisle who have said, hey, this is not a good situation for the American people, and we're going to keep fighting for that.
Zealand Congressman Bill Huizenga on the road in the district throughout the month, and we wish you and your family well and look forward to chatting with you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.